I ask the court reporter to swear the witness. Mr. Curtis, would you please state your full name for the record?
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I worked for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say just did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Mr. Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So how would such a program, a secret program that fixes the election, how could it be detected?
You would have to view it either in the source code, or you'd have to have a receipt and then count the hard paper against the actual vote total. Other than that, you won't see it.
All right, Mr. Curtis, if you had been asked, you or others with your professional expertise had been asked to design a protective program that would protect the Ohio elections from against such software to fix the election, could you have done so?
If we'd been asked to make a program that could fix the election,
sure, anybody can do it.
No, could you have designed a program or a procedure or a protocol that would have protected Ohio against this kind of rigging?
No, you have to look at the source code. You have to get probably programmers from both or all parties to look at the source code and determine if there's anything in there that shouldn't be there. I mean, it's a simple program. You're adding one to a person's total. It's 100 lines of code tops.
All right, yes, Velocity. Are you aware of whether there was any protective action in Ohio against this kind of vote rigging through software?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You were not asked to assist in the development of any protective system, is that correct?
No, I was not.
In Europe, have you reviewed at all the election results in Ohio?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Given the availability of such vote rigging software and the testimony that has been given under oath of substantial statistical anomalies and gross differences between exit polling data and the actual tabulated results, do you have an opinion whether or not the Ohio election, the presidential election, was hacked?
Yes, I would say it was. I mean, if you have exit polling data that is significantly off from the vote, then it's probably hacked.
And your testimony is under oath?
Yes, sir.
And the testimony you've given is true?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Have the same question. Back to the podium. Who did you say you were asked to prepare?
I was asked by Tom Feeney. He's now a congressman. At that time, he was Speaker of the House of Florida, Yang Enterprises, which was a company I worked for, lobbyist, and their corporate attorney. He wore a lot of hats.
And at the time, he was the Speaker of the House of Florida. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Congressman.
He's saying he was the lobbyist for the voting machine company at the same time he was Speaker of the House?
I don't know what the voting machine company is. He was a lobbyist for Yang Enterprises. We had NASA contracts.
And Yang Enterprises did what? Computers?
Computers.
Okay, and he was your lobbyist. You were
a lobbyist for that company, yes.
And he asked you to design a code for rigging election?
Yes.
While he was Speaker of the White House?
Yes.
This was during or previous to the 2000 election?
Yes, October, end of September.
And did he ever express why he wanted to close his rigging election?
No, I immediately assumed that they were trying to keep you guys from cheating them. So I wrote up the documentation of what you would look for in the source code,
how you would make sure that you didn't get, you know, taken advantage of, make sure that all voting machines had receipts, because that way you could back count the ones that looked a little funny. And again, I handed that in to Mrs. Yang and said, here's your report, here's your program. And she said, you don't understand, we need to hide the fraud in the source code.
Hide the fraud, not reveal the fraud.
Not reveal the fraud, because we need to control the vote in South Florida, was what she said.
Your knowledge was this new.
I have no idea. I was ready to leave. I retired and left the company.
Your testimony a moment ago, I think you said just before you left, and the congressman in front of Jones' question, that would you just repeat what you said in terms of the exit polls?
Oh, the exit polls should not be significantly different than the vote.
And if they were, you would conclude what?
I would conclude someone playing with the vote.
And how would the exit polls?
That's possible too.
Okay.
Something is definitely skewed.
Something is skewed in one or the other.
Right. To select which one, you'd have to see where the problem is.
Yes, one further question. Assuming for the moment that such software to rig a vote was used in one or more machines in Ohio or in Florida, could you today detect that if it was the source code?
If you get the machines and they have not been patched yet, I mean, once they get in and touch them, anything can happen. You can also set timers to do that, but then you see the timer. Then you'd have to take those machines, decompile them, which I couldn't do, but possibly a Microsoft, an MIT, something to do. You might be able to see it.
You might.
Not, depends on how good they are at destroying what they had.
Destroying what they had by tampering the machine afterwards, by programming it to destroy instruction in the first place.
Right, because since you didn't
vote, either or both.
You didn't actually see what's in there, so you don't know if the code is running in a single executable or running in various modules. If it's running modules, you can make the code actually eat itself.
Let me ask you one further question. I've been told that people who assume that lots of the election results or a large fraction of the election results in the state may have been affected by the liberals from the computer are paranoid because in order to do that, you have to have access to thousands of machines and that would be readily detectable. What is that true?
It depends on the technology you use. If you did a central tabulation machine that fed in, all you have to do is set a flag. You set a flag, the central tabulation machine would then flip your vote.
So one person putting in bad code in the central tabulation machine could affect thousands and thousands or tens of thousands of votes.
Right. And you could activate either automatically, or you could make it so that there's code existing on like an electronic machine that feeds it, where you would punch it in, it would set the flag, the server would see the flag, and then...
And if you had a weekend, would that be available by seeing the discrepancy between the tabulator, the central tabulator zone, and what the individual machines, you should not go handle the zone?
Not if I run it.
Why not? In other words,
I would make a match.
You could work back to the tabulator to the individual machines, so the tabulator would tell the machines to switch their results?
Yes. Talk both ways. You can flip it to whatever you need.
And they actually can talk to each other.
As long as they work together, they can talk to each other.
So in other words, there's absolutely no assurance whatsoever on anything with regard to these machines.
Absolutely none, unless you look at the source code and make sure it's safe for go down.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Congressman Mather. I know that Congresswoman Waters has a question, then Senator Miller, and then Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones.
This will only take a moment if you would come back to the... As you know, there has been a lot of discussion about, I think it was Diebold's company, their relationship to the president and the administration, and supposedly comments about helping to ensure that the president was reelected. In your world, in your environment, Have you heard any of this kind of discussion? Do you know people for these roles? Do you have any sense of any actions that may have been taken?
I don't know anything about that at all.
Yes. Thank you.
Sorry.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Sure.
I suspect people will attack you in terms of your credibility. Could you restate once again your credentials?
I'm a programmer. I worked for NASA, worked for ExxonMobil, worked for Florida Department of Transportation, and other elements of my story, because this company, well, let's get into it. Why not? This company also had NASA contracts, and they were basically downloading tons of information, I mean gigabytes worth, and handing off to this little Chinese guy named Henry Nee, and it didn't seem right. And you know, he was hacking things, and I wrote a program for DOT that allowed contractors to send their information into DOT, and he was kind of the quality assurance guy for software. He put a wiretapping module in the program that went out to the contractors so that it actually sent everything they sent back to Yang. So I reported all this, and just last March, I think, he was arrested for attempting to send anti-tank missile chips to the capital of Communist China. So, if that's correct, this is such a small thing. Of course, I think he only got a $100 fine. And no time.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stephanie Kupcho.
Thank you.
We are now going to back to the public testimony and
I would ask the court.